Every now and then, people send me pretty good bird jokes, but they start clogging up my files. In order to clear them out before the new year, I'm designating today National Bird Joke Day. We'll start with little Timmy out in the garden filling a large hole when his neighbor peered over the fence. The neighbor asked, "What are you doing, Timmy?" "Our favorite bird died," replied Timmy tearfully without looking up, "and I've just buried him." The neighbor said, "That's an awfully big hole for a little bird, isn't it, Timmy?" Timmy patted down the last heap of earth, looked up, and replied, "That's because he's still inside your stupid cat." Then there's the story of John Doe appearing on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Regis says to him, "John, you're up to $500,000 with one lifeline left. Phone a friend. If you get the next question right, you win $1 million. But if you get it wrong, you're out of the game and drop down to just $32,000. Are you ready?" "Fire away," says John. And so Regis asks, "For $1 million, which of the following birds does not build its own nest? A. Robin. B. Sparrow. C. Cuckoo. Or D. Thrush?" John knows nothing about birds, so he mulls this over but doesn't have a clue. He says, "I'm going to try my last lifeline. I don't think any of my friends knows anything about birds either, but Jane at least knows a lot of trivia. I'll try her." So Regis rings her up and tells her she's John's lifeline for winning $1 million. John asks her, "Jane, which of the following birds does not build its own nest? Is it the robin, sparrow, cuckoo, or thrush?" Jane says, "Gee, John, that's easy. It's the cuckoo." John asks, "Are you sure?" And she says, "Absolutely positive." So John makes that his final answer, and sure enough, he gets it right, wins $1 million, and goes out with Jane to celebrate. They're sitting at a bar, and he says, "Jane, I know you're smart, but to tell the truth, I didn't think you knew a thing about birds. How did you know it was the cuckoo that doesn't build a nest?" Jane answered, "John, everyone knows that cuckoos don't need nests. They live in clocks." Finally, there's the one about the marine biologist who developed a race of genetically engineered porpoises that could live forever if fed a steady diet of a special species of African gull. One day, a supply of the birds ran out, and he set out to trap some more. On the way back, he spied two lions sleeping in the road ahead. Afraid to wake them, he gingerly stepped over them, and was immediately arrested and charged with transporting gulls across sedate lions for immortal porpoises. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.